Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Value of Others by psychologist Orion Terriban is a modern relationships and dating book that frames romantic and sexual partnering as a marketplace shaped by incentives, trade-offs, and competition. Drawing on ideas associated with behavioral economics and evolutionary psychology, it argues that people implicitly exchange different kinds of value, such as attention, affection, status, resources, attractiveness, and reliability when they date, choose partners, and try to maintain long-term bonds. The book's purpose is not to turn intimacy into a cold transaction, but to make the hidden logic of attraction and selection more visible so readers can act with greater clarity. A central promise is that improved outcomes come from accurately assessing what you offer, what you want, and how others perceive your value, then communicating and negotiating more effectively. The result is a strategic, sometimes blunt guide aimed at readers who want a realistic framework for navigating modern dating markets and sustaining relationships once they form. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, relationships as exchange and the logic of comparable value. A foundational topic in the book is the claim that relationships, including romantic ones, can be understood as exchanges where two people trade different goods that feel comparable in value to each side. The exchanged items are not only money or obvious resources. They can include emotional support, sexual access, companionship, protection, social connection, shared lifestyle, or simply the reassurance of being chosen. This framework helps explain why mismatches create instability if one person believes they are paying more than they receive, resentment grows, while the other person may feel controlled or undervalued. The model also clarifies why some pairings look puzzling from the outside. If each party is receiving something they prize, the exchange can still make sense even when the goods differ. By emphasizing incentives and perceived payoff, Terriban pushes readers to notice the practical forces operating beneath romantic narratives. The point is not that love is fake, but that desire, choice, and commitment are affected by trade-offs, opportunity costs, and alternatives. Seeing the exchange structure can help readers diagnose recurring dating patterns and create arrangements that feel mutually beneficial rather than ambiguous or one-sided. Secondly, sexual marketplace dynamics, supply, demand, and competition. Another major theme is the idea of a sexual marketplace in which individuals compete for partners and where supply and demand influence dating outcomes. In this view, what people want is not evenly distributed, and attention tends to concentrate on those perceived as high value, creating strong competition and uneven leverage. This market lens also highlights that preferences are shaped by context, location, age cohort, social circles, online dating, and cultural norms can all change the pool of available options and the intensity of competition. Terriban uses the marketplace metaphor to encourage strategic awareness, such as recognizing when you are bidding in a crowded segment or when you have advantages that are under-marketed. The framework is especially aimed at helping readers avoid confusion that comes from treating dating purely as destiny or pure emotion. Instead, it emphasizes that choices are constrained by alternatives and that people often respond to incentives even when they do not describe their behavior in those terms. By recognizing the market forces at play, readers can better understand rejection, ghosting, and shifting commitment signals without turning every experience into a personal moral judgment. Thirdly, building personal value and managing perception, the book places heavy emphasis on the idea that relationship success depends on both actual value and perceived value. Actual value includes tangible and behavioral traits such as competence, self-control, health, social skill, stability, and the ability to contribute to a partner's life. Perceived value is how effectively those traits are communicated through presentation, confidence, boundaries, and consistent action. Terriban argues that perception often drives early attraction because people make rapid judgments with limited information, especially in modern dating environments. This leads to a practical message: self-improvement is not only about becoming better, it is also about becoming legible and credible to others. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of positioning, similar to how a product can be valuable, but fail if it is poorly presented or targeted at the wrong audience. The point is not to perform a false persona, but to reduce self-defeating signaling, such as apologizing for strengths, tolerating disrespect, or presenting uncertainty as humility. In a market framework, unclear self-presentation can lower demand even when underlying qualities are strong. Fourthly, negotiation, boundaries, and implicit contracts in dating. Terriban treats relationships as containing implicit contracts that must be negotiated, whether openly or through behavior. People bring expectations about exclusivity, sexual timing, effort, emotional labor, and future planning. And conflict often arises when those expectations differ, but are never clarified. Within the book's economic model, negotiation does not mean manipulation. It means stating needs, setting boundaries, and aligning incentives so both people can remain satisfied over time. This topic connects to the idea that leverage shifts as dating progresses. Early attraction may depend on novelty and signaling, while later stability depends on reliability, reciprocity, and the ongoing feeling that the arrangement is fair. The negotiation lens also helps explain why passive strategies often fail. If you do not communicate what you want, you can end up in a relationship that meets someone else's preferences by default. The book encourages deliberate choice. Define the type of relationship you seek, recognize what you are willing to trade, and notice when terms have changed. This approach aims to reduce confusion and resentment by making the underlying deal explicit enough to evaluate and adjust. Lastly, retention and maintenance, keeping value exchanges sustainable. A further theme is that getting a relationship is different from keeping one. Because maintenance is an ongoing process rather than a single win, in the marketplace framing, a relationship persists when both people continue to experience adequate returns relative to what they invest and relative to their perceived alternatives. This highlights why complacency can be costly if one partner stops investing in health, attention, competence, or kindness. The exchange can become lopsided even if initial attraction was strong. Terabin also emphasizes that long-term satisfaction depends on managing expectations and responding to changing life conditions, such as career shifts, aging, or altered social environments that affect each partner's perceived market position. The model encourages readers to think in terms of continuous value creation, not in a performative way, but as a commitment to remain a capable, attractive, and trustworthy partner. It also supports the idea that maintenance includes protecting the relationship from silent accumulation of debts, such as unresolved conflict or unreciprocated sacrifice. By using economic language, the book tries to make maintenance measurable enough that couples can intervene early before dissatisfaction becomes irreversible. In conclusion, The Value of Others is best suited for readers who want a realistic, systems-level way to think about dating, attraction, and long-term partnership. It will likely appeal to people who feel confused by modern dating norms, or who suspect that common advice about simply being yourself does not explain outcomes very well. Its practical benefit is clarity. The marketplace model encourages readers to identify what they want, what they offer, and why certain interactions feel unbalanced. Even if a reader disagrees with parts of the framing, the book can still function as a diagnostic tool for understanding incentives, mismatched expectations, and the role of alternatives in commitment decisions. The intellectual benefit is that it pushes the reader to separate moral judgments from behavioral patterns and to examine how perception and negotiation shape relationship trajectories. What makes it stand out among dating and relationship books is its explicit use of economic metaphors and strategic language, combined with an emphasis on self-improvement and intentional communication. Compared with more purely romantic or purely therapeutic approaches, it is positioned as a blunt, analytical guide for navigating selection and retention in a competitive environment, while still aiming for relationships that are sustainable for both partners. If you would like to support Orion Terabin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.